Good morning, and thank you again for sharing in the devotions of the Anglican Church of the Diocese of the Bahamas and the Turks and Caicos Islands. I am the Reverend Father Lyndon Douglas, priest with responsibilities for St. Ambrose Anglican Church on the corner of Happy and Healthy, Gladstone Road and Carmichael Road. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, by whose Spirit the whole body of your faithful people is governed and sanctified, receive our supplications and prayers, which we offer before all members of your holy church, that in their vocation and ministry they may truly and devoutly serve you through the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Today, as we observe the feast of Hugh Latimer and Nicholas Ridley, Thomas Cranmer, we pray for our diocesan bishop, assistant bishops, other clergy and lay representatives, as we convene in the 120th session of our diocesan synod, with our opening service tonight at 7:30 p.m. at Christ Church Cathedral, and our business sessions beginning tomorrow at the Holy Trinity Activity Center. For this morning, we reflect on a passage from John's Gospel, chapter 15, verses 18 to 25. Jesus said, "If the world hates you, know that it has hated me before it hated you. If you are of the world would love you as its own. But because you are not of the world, but I chose you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. Remember the word that I said to you, a servant is not greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they kept my word, they will also keep yours. But all these things they will do to you on account of my name, because they do not know him who sent me. If I had not come and spoken to them, they would have not been guilty of sin. But now they have no excuse for their sin. Whoever hates me hates my Father also. If I had not done among them the works that no one else did, they would not be guilty of sin. But now they have seen and hated both me and my Father. But the word that is written in their law must be fulfilled. They hated me without a cause." The word of the Lord. Great Expectations, a story written by Charles Dickens of a young boy named Pip, who had expectations of social standing and wealth. Expectations are a very powerful thing, and we all have them, sometimes without even realizing we do. We have expectations of a job, of politicians, of a friend, of marriage. And there are some expectations which are realistic, some not so realistic, some within reason, some not so reasonable. Like those who expect that because you did not bite the dog will not bite you. For Christians who believe because we are Christians that life will be a bed of roses, Jesus dispels that notion as he reminds his followers, servants are not greater than their master. If they persecuted me, they will persecute you. Bishops Hugh Latimer and Nicholas Ridley, Thomas Cranmer, whose martyrdom we observe today, were burned alive at the stake for their faith. This story is meant not to frighten or discourage us, but to encourage us that in our decision to follow Jesus, there we are to expect trials and temptations, persecutions, and sometimes even disappointments. Yet we are called to keep the faith and not to lose heart, For God is a rewarder of those who remain faithful to the end. In the words of Nicholas Ridley to Hugh Latimer, as they awaited their fate of burning at the stake, he said to him, "Be of good heart, brother, for God will either assuage the fury of the flame or else strengthen us to abide it." As he was with Daniel, the three Hebrew boys, Stephen, Latimer, Ridley, Cranmer, he will be with us always. And as we walk with Jesus in this world, whatever our expectations may be for today, this week, in time to come, may we walk always worthy of our calling, trusting in this triune God to keep us, to be with us always, even to the end of the ages. Amen. Let us pray. Keep us, O Lord, constant in faith and zealous in witness, that like your servants Hugh, Nicholas, and Thomas, we may live in your fear, die in your favor, and rest in your peace. For the sake of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Thank you for sharing with us in these devotions. And if you will, to share with others, to be a source of inspiration to encourage one another as we continue to keep the faith, trusting and abiding in the love of God, this day and even forevermore. Amen.